Welcome, oh, welcome to our show. There's so much I don't know. There's no one I'd rather talk it all out with than
Hi, and welcome to the TV Guide to Adulting. As millennials, we find it hard to navigate where we should be or where our career should be right now. It's only made harder when we're constantly comparing ourselves to our friends and family. So, we wanted to share our thoughts on adulting with you. We'll be bringing you advice, speaking to professionals, and rounding it all off with witty banter. So, stay tuned.
Okay, so this is our very first podcast.
Woo!
So, we'll do a little introduction. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Vincent.
And we're going to do something a little fun because this is the TV Guide to Adulting, the Tiffany and Vincent Guide to Adulting. We're going to actually break down a little bit about ourselves in a resume format.
Because that's what adults do.
Yeah,
you know. Or so I'm told.
Like, you have no idea how many times we just, like, send each other resumes, and it's just like, babe, I love how that looks. And he's, like, always yelling at me because I'm not giving him any constructive criticism.
Yeah, those are tough times.
Okay. So we're going to go off with our educational background first. So I thought it'd be better if we just kind of did it together. I think it makes a little bit more sense to go that way. So Tiffany's educational background. My first year of university, I actually tried to do a double major in English and bio, but my bio marks were so bad. I was like, that's not for me. So I tried really hard to switch into the program that Vincent did, which he'll talk about. And I couldn't get in there. It just was my bio marks were just murdering my entire GPA. So I ended up graduating with an honors bachelor of arts. I have a major in media studies and a double minor in economics and English. And what I actually forgot to add to our little notes was I also have a diploma in fashion marketing.
Yeah, she's all over the place, isn't she?
I have a lot of educational background, Vincent. Don't be such a hater.
Yeah, and I only have one. Don't look down on me. No, speaking a little bit more about what Tiff said, I went to U of T, and my background in education is in management, so I actually specialized in finance. I decided to go into finance in my second year. To finance my way through life. And I have a finance specialist, but I did a lot of marketing, and I took a lot of marketing courses, so I'm a little bit of a mixed bag as well.
Okay, so we're going to move on to our hard skills. So my hard skills include the Adobe suite of Illustrator, InDesign, Photoshop, the Microsoft Office suite. I also have a lot of experience in content writing and photography. A little selfish, a little plug here, but I do have my own blog. So just head over to www.thepickyprincess.ca. You can see all my content writing and photography there.
And I have several hard skills too. There's actually quite a lot of overlap if I think about it. I'm also very proficient in the Microsoft suite, particularly Word, PowerPoint, and Excel. Pivot tables are my best friend. I enjoy using Google Analytics and also Salesforce CRM software. I use that quite a lot in my work, and I also enjoy going on Photoshop and just editing photos occasionally.
So we thought we would also introduce some little silly skills that we have. So I'm a professional shopper.
Shoplifter.
Shopper. I've never stolen anything. I always... Oh, no. Okay, but you know what? If you get it on sale, it's a steal.
Oh, wow. You're so funny. You're so funny.
I also specialize in sassy, truthful remarks. Do you never want to argue with me? Because I will be very truthful and bring receipts. I'm also a dog whisperer. I love to bake, and I actually do some singing. Why'd you laugh? I'm singing our intro song.
Besides that, silly facts about me that some might debate whether or not they're silly, but I'm a professional con artist because I apparently lied to Tiff when I first met her. More on that later. I am a mobile game extraordinaire. I've played almost every single mobile game on the Google Play Store as well as the Apple Store. I am a professional eater, sleeper, and a professional typist.
That's true.
It's true.
Now, working on to our work experience, I have quite a bit of experience in marketing. I worked in admissions. I've worked academic advising. I was a Get Started coach. I was an events assistant for them. So I did a lot of stuff at university. When I met Vincent, I was working for him in university relations in a club we did. And yeah, I also have a lot of retail experience and editorial as well. I actually currently work at a magazine.
A wedding magazine.
Yes. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge.
Oh, wow. You're so subtle.
Love you.
I also have a lot of background in marketing. And I also have quite a lot of experience in account management and logistical planning because of my current role. And yeah, I met Tiffany in my club in university.
It was an office romance that we weren't supposed to have. We'll tell you guys about that in another episode.
You're glorifying it so much, and we're going to disappoint people afterwards.
No, it is a cute-ass story.
No, it's not.
Don't even lie.
It's not even that cute.
Whatevs. Whatevs. moving on to extracurricular experience. So I said I did a lot of stuff when I was in university. So like for the marketing group, I actually wound up after the year. I was there, one of their ops directors, Isaac, which is a club I met Vincent in. I did an internship with them. I was an OCP, director of marketing internships. I was university relations. And when I was in high school, which reaching way, way far back, I was actually president of the Free the Children Club. So I did a lot of fundraising with that.
For me, in terms of extracurricular activities, it's super simple. I did Isaac in my university and just wanted to say it's not a club. It's apparently an organization, according to their branding guidelines.
It's a cult. It was basically like how... Okay, as much as you learn a lot from Isaac, it was basically free labor.
Honest? Okay, here's me being my most honest self talking about Isaac. It was essentially a cult. We did quite a lot of talking about humanity as a whole. We did quite a lot of preaching, and we did quite a lot of dancing. Interpret that how you will. I'm not going to give any context. And if you want more information, just Google it or YouTube it. You'll see everything.
Oh, yes, you will. okay, so our relationship status. Unfortunately, I'm in a relationship.
And unfortunately, I'm in a relationship with the person who said they're in a relationship.
I know. I mean, it's unfortunate. You know what, guys? After you've been together for so long, it just becomes inconvenient to break up.
Right?
It's just so much easier.
It's a lot easier staying single. Just don't get caught, guys.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I'm the one that got caught. He's a con artist. Okay. So where do we see each other in 5 years? Or sort of see ourselves in 5 years? I would really like to be making a good salary. And I don't even really know what a good salary in my head is. But I would like to be moving into my first home with my co-host with a ring on it. That's where I see myself in 5 years.
She's actually staring at me right now, pointing at her finger, and I feel deeply uncomfortable. Where I see myself in 5 years is with this wild one beside me, preferably paying my own salary because I don't see myself working for someone in 5 years, but... Life takes you in different directions.
You know what? I always really wanted to start my own business, so like maybe we could go halvesies on that.
I mean, I don't know if I would want you as a business partner, but we can have that discussion another time.
I don't like you.
I don't like you either.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. It all goes back. So unfortunate.
Okay, well, our career goals. I would really like to become an editor for a magazine one day, or I'd want to start my own business. I'd love to be working at home and doing like content writing for contracting positions, because if you're a content writer and you get really good, you do have to get paid pretty well. And I'd like to be staying home with my dog.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a goal for a lot of people. It's just, I think it's the ultimate dream to be able to do what you love at any location at any time you want, especially on your own schedule. So my goal kind of overlaps with that as well. Ultimately, want to either be a consultant of sorts to different companies, preferably small to medium-sized enterprises, helping them grow their businesses, or just starting my own business. And we'll see where that takes me, because life has a way of throwing you curveballs, and I know for sure that I initially didn't want to take the business route. I wanted to originally be a teacher.
You wanted to be a teacher?
Well, I've been over this with you. Like, I wanted to be a teacher. Like, I loved kids when I was in high school.
So something you guys are going to learn about us, if like this is probably going to be one of those like topics that'll come up in our podcast, is having kids, because I absolutely do not like children and Vincent loves kids. So like, I'm surprised that you would want to be a teacher. What did you want to teach?
I don't think you understand. I really wanted to teach English.
No, you're kidding.
I'm not.
Okay, because, like, you know, okay, when I applied for, okay, so here, fun fact, guys, when I applied for university, so I met Vincent at the University of Toronto Scarborough, but I had gotten accepted downtown at the St. George campus for English, and I got accepted to UTSC for bio, and the reason of that is because they consider arts and science under one umbrella, so you can't actually, like, apply to both, because they're technically one thing. So when I got into English at UT St. George, I actually wanted to be an English teacher. But it's funny. Lie. No, I did. And okay, it wasn't really that I wanted to. It was my best friend, Michelle. She was like, when I was applying for university, I'm like, I don't know what I want to do with my life, blah, 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 blah. And she was like, you're really good at English. You should think about becoming an English teacher. But when I think about becoming an English teacher, I just, like, even when I was in high school, I'm going to sound like such a snob, but, like, I fast-tracked my English courses, right? So I was in grade 12 teaching my friends Hamlet, and they would be like, oh, I don't know. And I get so frustrated. I'm like, did you read the play? It's literally in the play. The answer is in the play. Just read your book. Do your homework. I actually, like, got tricked into writing one of my friend's essays for him because my best friend Michelle told me she was trying to help him, but she really had to do something. Turns out she just went to go to sleep. So I ended up helping my friend basically write a bulk of his essay. I told him, like, just here are the notes, and he basically just put them on a paper, and he ended up getting the highest mark he's ever gotten in grade 12 English. That was sad.
I don't even know how you remember things from high school.
The thing is, like, I have a much deeper memory than you do.
Honestly, I just think it's because I'm less petty than you.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, guys. Like, again, like, don't fight with me. I will bring receipts to every single argument. Like, I can remember exactly. Like, Vincent will be like, I don't remember saying that. And I'll be like, yes, honey, remember? It was, like, that Tuesday, and then we went out to eat Korean barbecue, and then you got this for dinner, and I got this. And then I showed you, like, this picture on Instagram. Like, I know exactly what time, what day.
Like, honestly, she's just my human Google Calendar.
I pretty much am. That's yeah. True.
Yeah, this is true. This is just my life now.
Yep. So something that you guys will also learn about me is that I'm a huge Harry Potter fan. Actually, Swish and Flick is the podcast that inspired me to kind of approach Vincent to ask him to do a podcast with me. So I know what house I'm sorted in. I'm a Ravenclaw, but my secondary house is a Gryffindor. And also kind of Slytherin is kind of equal with Gryffindor. And my last one is a Hufflepuff. And I never knew that Vincent doesn't know what house he's in because he was a Harry Potter fan as well. So he has no idea. I think that he is a Slytherin, Ravenclaw, Hufflepuff, Gryffindor.
So basically you think I'm a snake.
No, it doesn't mean that. Like, Slytherins are cunning, and they're ambitious, and they're smart, and I feel like you're also kind of a Ravenclaw. No, you know what? I think you might actually be a Slytherin Hufflepuff, because Vincent is a very good person at heart, so he'll do a lot for his friends, but, like, I'm not very Hufflepuffy. I used to be very Hufflepuffy, but now I'm very, like, Ravenclaw. Like, I think first, and then I'm ambitious, but I would also, like, stand up for my friends in, like, a very Gryffindor way.
So say that in normal English.
I can't really. That was it. I mean, you don't know, guys. But what we're going to do is we're actually going to talk a little bit more about ourselves by going on Pottermore. And I'm going to be having Vincent doing the sorting hat quiz.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too.
All right. So I made my account and it says here, the sorting ceremony. Answer truthfully after all, the hat's decision is final. I'm going to begin the experience. Dawn or dusk?
Dawn or dusk? Which one is
it? I'm a dusk kind of person.
Okay.
Which of the following would you most hate people to call you? Ordinary, ignorant, cowardly, selfish. I think I would hate it most for people to call me cowardly, because that's what a Gryffindor would choose.
You can't rig the
test. I'm kidding. No. Four boxes are placed before you. Which would you try to open? The small tortoiseshell box embellished with gold inside which some small creature seems to be squeaking. These are really descriptive.
Yeah, that's how the sorting hat is quite accurate.
The gleaming jet black box with silver lock and key with... Ooh.
You have to finish reading.
Sorry, it. I just got lost. With a mysterious tune that you know to be the mark of Merlin. The ornate golden casket is standing on clawed feet, whose inscription warns that both secret knowledge and unbearable temptation lie within. The small pewter box, unassuming and plain, with a scratched message upon it that reads, "I open only for the worthy." This one drew me in immediately, so...
Which is what? Like, they can't see it. The gleaming
jet black box, all right, with a silver lock and key. What are you most looking forward to learning at Hogwarts? Apparition and disapparition, being able to materialize and dematerialize at will, transfiguration, turning one object into another object, flying on a broomstick, hexes and jinxes, all about magical creatures, nah, secrets about the castle, kind of interesting. Every area of magic I can. Obviously, every area. Late at night, walking alone down the street, you hear a peculiar cry that you believe to have a magical source. Do you, proceed with caution? No, I never proceed with caution. Draw your wand and try to discover the source of the noise. Okay, this is what I don't understand. Like, this is what happens in every single horror movie. Oh, there's a huge sound. Let's walk into the direction of the sound. Like, no.
That's what a Gryffindor would do.
That's how you get killed. Like, no.
Not a Gryffindor. Gryffindors are brave.
That's dumb. They're dumb. Draw your wand and stand your ground. Withdraw into the shadows to await... Yeah, this is totally me.
Can you read the whole thing?
I would withdraw into the shadows and await developments while mentally reviewing the most appropriate defensive and offensive spells should trouble occur.
That is such a Ravenclaw answer. I'm surprised you said that.
Which of the following do you find most difficult to deal with? Hunger, cold, loneliness, boredom, being ignored. Boredom.
I said loneliness.
It's because you don't deal well with loneliness.
I don't.
If you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? Oh,
there's a lot of options.
Siamese cat. Oh, it knows me so well.
Go.
Ginger cat. Black cat. White cat. Tawny owl. Screech owl. Okay, let's be real. I don't need to go through the rest of the list because I want a black cat.
Okay.
Black or white? Black.
I told you were a Slytherin. Oh, who is right?
Congratulations on being sorted into Slytherin. So how do I see the rest of the things?
Okay, go to more about my house.
More about my house.
Okay, so let's like just look really quick. So what it says is like, welcome to Slytherin. You probably know that some of Slytherin's most renowned members include Severus Snape and Bellatrix Lestrange. But did you know Merlin himself was a Slytherin? Or that according to legend, the ribbon of a first-class order of Merlin is green to reflect his Hogwarts house? Here you can discover more about your beloved house through writing by J.K. Rowling, articles by Pottermore, and all the latest Slytherin news. You can also share your Slytherin pride with your friends with downloadable wallpaper and house emblems. Okay, so your famous characteristics are... famous characters are... Severus Snape, Mark... Oh, I don't know what you did.
I have no idea what I clicked. I'm going back.
Oh, click on Slytherin traits. Let's read that.
Okay. Explore the story. Okay.
Okay, so it says Slytherin produces more than its share of dark wizards, but also turns out leaders who are proud, ambitious, and cunning. Merlin is one particularly famous Slytherin. Go down. Go down. Okay, go back.
Yep. Oh, like back?
So on the Slytherin traits, it says that you're cunning, ambitious, resourceful, shrewd, and determined. So what I actually want you to do now is I want you to go find your wand.
My wand?
Yeah, so there's actually a wand test. Go up to the top. I'm pretty sure it's like somewhere there.
Okay.
Can you see it? Maybe try searching and see if you can find wand.
Wand.
Discover your wand.
Okay.
I can look up mine in another day, or I can do it today, but my wand is actually I can't remember exactly what is in it, but it's a rare core and it's not flexible because it's very loyal to its owner, which I think it really describes me as a person.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna do the wand ceremony
this
now.
This is really fun.
Take your time and answer honestly. Your answers are final. Okay, I'm gonna begin.
My Patronus is stupid though.
Why? Is it a dog?
No, it's a shrew or something. It was like a little rat. I was not happy. I wanted a dog.
To ensure we find the perfect wand for you, it's very important that you answer the following questions honestly. First of all, would you describe yourself as average height, short, or tall? I am average height, depending on which country I'm in.
You're average. Your eyes, dark brown, black. That's easy.
No, I'm brown.
You do not have brown eyes. You have dark brown.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. Was the day on which you were born an even number or an odd number? It was an odd number.
Vincent's birthday is November 11th, which is Remembrance Day.
I pride myself most on my optimism.
Determination. Resilience.
Imagination. Intelligence. Originality.
Or kindness. It's definitely not that.
Dude, I actually pride myself a lot on my kindness.
You're not kind.
Well.
Not to me.
That's different. Imagination.
You have no imagination.
Intelligence. I have a lot of imagination.
Oh, okay, honey. Okay, baby.
Oh, this is kind of difficult.
I would say your resilience. But that's you. You have to figure this out.
I am resilient, but I don't pride myself in it.
Okay, then don't choose that.
Oh, man. This is hard.
You're gonna, like, leave the listeners very confused.
Okay, I'm gonna pick no, I'm not. Maybe I'm just gonna pick resilience.
Sure.
Traveling alone down on a deserted road, you reach crossroads. Do you continue left towards the sea, ahead towards the forest, right towards the castle? Ahead towards the forest. Do you most fear fire, darkness, isolation, small spaces, or heights? That's interesting. To give context, I used to play with fire as a child, so I'm not afraid of it.
Okay.
I actually find myself very at peace in the darkness, so I'm not afraid of it. I'm not that afraid of being isolated because I was actually abandoned multiple times. Not really, no. But I actually like my alone time.
That's a dark turn. Very Slytherin.
I really enjoy my space alone. Small spaces are actually quite comforting for me. And heights,
you don't
I'm
care.
Comfortable with. Oh, I don't care about any of these.
Okay, just choose one.
Just choose one randomly?
Okay, which one is the most annoying?
The most? Oh my god. I guess fire kind of hurts when you burn yourself, okay. So. In a chest of magical artifacts, which would you choose? An ornate mirror. Oh, ho ho. Vain AF. A dusty bottle. That's unsanitary. A golden key. I could sell that. A silver dagger. Ooh, that sounds cool.
That was so Slytherin of you. Golden dagger. I can sell that.
It was a golden key. The dagger was silver. A bound scroll. A glittering jewel. Or a black glove.
Wouldn't you rather sell the jewel?
I would sell the jewel in a heartbeat.
All right, let's go. Okay, so you have an applewood with a unicorn hair core. 11 3/4 inch. And supple flexibility. Your wand has chosen you. Spread the word. Share your wand. Okay, like read more about your wand because it'll actually tell you what all that means.
More about my wand.
Okay, go down. So because it's apple, applewood wands are not made in great numbers. They're powerful and best suited to an owner of high aims and ideals. Very Slytherin, as this wood mixes poorly with dark magic. So that means that you can't be evil. It is said that the possessor of an apple wand will be well-loved and long-lived, and I have often noticed that customers of great personal charm find their perfect match in an applewood wand. An unusual ability to converse with other magical beings in their native tongues is often found among apple wand owners. Does that not just sound like a parcel tongue? Who include the celebrated authors of Mer People, A Comprehensive Guide to Their Language and Customs. Okay, go down.
Mm-hmm.
Unicorn. So unicorn hair generally produces the most consistent magic and is least subject to fluctuations and blockages. Wands with unicorn cores are generally the most difficult to turn to the dark arts. They are the most faithful of all wands and usually remain strongly attached to their first owner, irrespective of whether he or she was an accomplished witch or wizard. Minor disadvantages of unicorn hair are that they do not make the most powerful wands, although the wand would may compensate, so that's you, and that they are prone to melancholy if seriously mishandled, meaning that the hair may die and need replacing. So, okay, so your length is 11 3/4 in length. Most wands will be in the range of between 9 and 14 inches. While I've sold extremely short ones, sorry, this is from the Ollivander's book, short wands, 8 inches and under, and very long wands, these are exceptionally rare. In the latter case, a physical peculiarity demanded the excessive wand length. However, abnormally short wands usually select those in a character is lacking rather than because they are physically undersized. Many small witches and wizards are chosen by longer wands. Supple flexibility.
So wand flexibility or rigidity denotes the degree of adaptability and willingness to change possessed by the wand and owner pair. Although, again, this factor ought not to be considered separately from the wand wood, core, and length, nor the owner's life experience and style of magic, all of which will combine to make the wand in question unique.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you want to find out what my Patronus is and then call it, like...
Call it a day. And then episode two, I'll tell you guys what my shit is. Okay, maybe just discover your Patronus. I hate my Patronus. I'm so mad. I wanted something cool, like a unicorn or something, or a dragon.
Whoa, it says better with headphones, but I'm going to just not do it with headphones.
Oh, yeah, maybe you guys can hear it.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I'll move our... closer.
Okay. The Patronus is a kind of positive force, a projection of the very things that the Dementor feeds upon. Hope, happiness, and the desire to survive.
That's a quote by Remus Lupin. Love Lupin. All right. What are we doing? Okay, discover your
Patronus. You can only discover your Patronus once. The questions are timed. Go with your instincts.
I hate this.
Okay. Time to go with my instincts.
Relax. Think of your happy.
I don't have memory. Any happy memories.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm right here.
So it's taking me through this creepy forest.
Shine, glitter, or glow. He selects a shine.
Oh, I actually really like glow as well.
Well, okay, you didn't go with your instinct then.
Oh well. Let's see, blood or bone? Blood.
I think I said bone.
Why would you choose bone?
I don't know. I don't like blood.
You're weird.
You picked me.
Stone, wood, earth. Earth.
I'd be so pissed if you guys are cool.
Something is trying to emerge from your wand. Keep going.
Does that not sound like really dirty?
Stop. This is a Harry Potter thing. Who or why? Why? Your Patronus is almost here. Whoa.
You have to say expecto Patronum.
Watch, listen, touch. Watch. Oh my god, is it happening?
Something's happening.
Is it happening?
I don't know.
I'm at a random...
You're at the lake. Like, you know how when Harry first casts his Patronus successfully, it's at the lake.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it's going to...
Click and drag and release. Click, drag.
And release.
And release. Your Patronus is a Russian blue cat.
Why is yours cool?
What is a Russian blue cat?
Wait, how come it's not showing? Usually it shows you.
I don't know. It didn't show on my screen, so now I have to Google it.
Go to return my profile.
Return to my profile.
And then it should be there. Like, your Patronus will be there. More about my Patronus.
More about my Patronus. What is a Russian blue cat?
You can click view my Patronus.
Oh, view my Patronus. Please, let me view it.
I want to see what it looks. It's probably super cute and cool.
It isn't showing. Oh, I love this.
Oh my god, you know why that is so funny? Because yours is a cat and mine is a mouse.
So, what does that mean?
So, it's like we're always chasing each other.
Oh.
That's cute. Because did you know Hermione and Ron? So, Ron's is a terrier and Hermione is like... I forgot, like a rabbit or something, and apparently, like, because it's because they the terrier like to chase the rabbits. Uh-huh. It's so cute.
Are you trying to say that we're meant to be?
Yeah.
This is a really corny way of doing it, babe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You're forgiven.
Well, that is about us, and of course, we just wanted to touch a little bit on what we're going to be talking about in future podcasts as well. Can you pull up the doc for me, babe?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the things that we think we're going to be, or we know we're going to be talking about, a lot of stuff about, like, relationship advice. I have my own blog, as I've said, and people seem to really respond to that. We've been together for how long?
4.5 years.
Yep, that's a long time. So we have a lot
Too
of
long.
Good things. Oh, excuse me.
Someone save me.
Oh my god. We have a lot of experience under our belt in that way.
I'm being held against my will.
Completely. So some of the things that we want to talk about is unconventional ways of getting into career and maybe bringing in some professionals who have made that jump into their career and really successful now. We want to talk about something like Fun Employed, which is a really fun reference to a Wong Fu Productions short that they did a while back. We want to talk about
how to navigate office politics, personal finance. I don't personally know a lot about that, but Vincent does. And we're going to also talk about like meeting new people outside of work and school and networking and just all these kind of different things in adulting. We're right now in that time of our life where we're trying to figure out how we're adulting, and we'd really love to share that experience with you guys.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's really important to also just to share our own personal journey, because we honestly just don't have any idea what we're talking about, but we're just
going Don't tell them that. No one's going to listen to us.
But like we're just going through our own transition period, and we wanted to bring you guys along and to let you guys know that you're not alone in this process, and it's okay to feel confused and overwhelmed.
Yeah, you're not alone at all.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, thank you for listening to our first episode, and we'll see you soon.
Hopefully you guys come back for episode 2.
Deuces!
Thank you guys so much for listening to the very first episode of the TV Guide to Adulting. If you ever have any questions, or if you have any ideas of what you would like to hear from our podcast, don't be afraid to send us an email at tvguidetoadulting@gmail.com.